Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. Where are the false witnesses who guaranteed Trump's plan? Translated. News. The military of the Jewish entity announced on Monday, the 24th of November 2025, that two more Palestinians had been killed after crossing the yellow line marking the military's withdrawal from northern Gaza, bringing the death toll to five. The military stated that earlier in the day, quote, warplanes struck three, quote-unquote, terrorist operatives who crossed the yellow line and approached forces in southern Gaza, end quote. Palestinian medics told Reuters that Monday's incidents included a drone of the Jewish entity firing a missile at a group of people east of Khan Yunis, killing two and wounded a third. Another person was killed by a tank shell fired on the eastern side of Gaza City. The Gaza Health Ministry said on Monday that at least 342 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since the ceasefire agreement took effect. The Jewish entity says three of its soldiers have been killed by Palestinian militants during the same period. Last week, the UN Security Council formally endorsed Trump's plan, which calls for the formation of a temporary Palestinian technocratic government in Gaza overseen by an international quote-unquote board of peace and supported by an international security force. Comment. After Hamas released all the Jewish prisoners it was holding and handed over the bodies of the dead, with crucial assistance from Egypt, which sent modern machinery to excavate the land and raise the Egyptian flag, the Jewish entity under the command of the U.S.-run war center near Gaza resumed its bombardment and killing of the people of Gaza. The first attack targeted the agreement reached between Hamas and the Jewish entity, known as the 20-point Trump plan, which was convened by world leaders and many agent regimes in the Muslim world, hosted by Trump and arranged by his agent Sisi in Sharm el-Sheikh on Monday, October 13, 2015. Leaders from more than 20 countries participated in the agreement. The counting of martyrs and wounded has resumed once again, and Trump's agreement went up in smoke, confirming for the thousandth time that Crusader America and the Jews have no covenant or pact, and their side cannot be trusted. And only the ignorant of their true nature and the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about since the revelation was sent down to the best of creation, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and every time they made a covenant, a party of them threw it away. Rather, most of them do not believe. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 100. It has been clear to everyone that the false witnesses who attended the Trump agreement in Sharm el-Sheikh, foremost among them Sisi of Egypt, Shehbaz Sharif of Pakistan, Subianto of Indonesia, the Jordanian traitor, the hypocrite of Turkey, and others, were there only to bear false witness to an agreement to hand over resistance fighters to Jewish prisoners, not to guarantee the Jewish state's adherence to the ceasefire agreement. What concerned them all was the release of the prisoners, not stopping the killing of the people of Gaza. This clearly demonstrates that the rulers of Muslims and Western leaders who attended the conference headed by the criminal Trump were all united in their breach of the agreement. They were merely guarantors of the release of Jewish prisoners, harboring hatred and malice and intending to resume the killing of Muslims once they received their prisoners. We heard no condemnation from any of these false witnesses, nor any attempt to compel the Jews to abide by the agreement they themselves witnessed. This occurred after several countries, including Pakistan and Jordan, committed to deploying their forces to protect the Jews in what is known as a quote-unquote international stabilization force. This force's mission also included enduring the disarmament of the resistance, destroying its military infrastructure, and preventing its reconstruction. Therefore, this blatant violation of the agreements, Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi declared that Jordan will not send troops to Gaza, claiming that the Jewish state had violated the agreement more than 500 times. The saying, سَكَدَ ظَهْرًا وَنَطَقَ كُفْرًا, he remained silent for a long time and spoke blasphemy, aptly describes him and the other false witnesses. Asim Munir, and Shehbaz Sharif had launched a campaign of persecution, arrests, and enforced disappearances of the Shabab Hizb ut-Tahrir for organizing a protest denouncing the Pakistani regime's intention to participate in those forces and their betrayal of the blood of the martyrs in Gaza, whom the Pakistani regime and the rest of the oppressive regimes in the Muslim world have let down over the course of more than 2 years of bloodshed that have left more than 70,000 martyrs. The cause of Palestine will remain present in the conflict between the Muslim world and the Western powers, along with the monstrous Jewish entity, until the Day of Judgment, when Muslims will fight and kill the Jews. Anyone who thinks the cause of Palestine can be resolved is mistaken by understanding the meaning of the Sharia texts that affirm the inevitable killing of Jews. This killing will be at the hands of the Khilafah, Caliphate, which will unite the scattered Muslim Ummah, consolidate its armies, and march towards the blessed land of Palestine. Then the great battle will take place, and the blessed land of Palestine and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa will be cleansed of the defilement of the Jews. On the authority of Abu Huraira, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود فيقتلهم المسلمون حتى يختبئ اليهودي من وراء الحجر والشجر فيقول الحجر والشجر يا مسلم يا عبد الله هذا يهودي خلفي فتعال فاقتله إلا الغرقد فإنه من شجر اليهود.
The hour will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews and kill them, until the Jew hides behind a rock or a tree, and the rock or tree will say, O Muslim, O servant of Allah, there is a Jew behind me, so come and kill him, except for the boxthorn tree, for it is one of the trees of the Jews. Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Bilal al-Muhajir, Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.